Happy days indeed. Joey Allen was part of that team that won the America's Cup in 2005. He's also, sorry, not 2005, 1995. He's also worked for Oracle Team USA as well. He was calling the action for Radio Sport News Talk ZB with PJ Montgomery this morning. He joins us out of Bermuda. Joey, they were by no means perfect this morning. I'm talking about Team New Zealand here. But that's what makes this morning that much sweeter. They will continue to get better as the finals go on.
Yeah, like it was a great settler. Great, a long way to go, obviously, but a great settler. And it just sends a beautiful message through the team that they've ticked a lot of the right boxes. And, yeah, a long way to go, but awesome work.
Joey, did you expect them to be that quick in those conditions?
Look, I can only go on what I've heard. I'm not surprised. I'm a great believer in what the team can achieve, what the work they've done. And you got to remember that the two Olympic boys, Pete and Blair, were away for a lot of the build-up. So a lot of this has come from Glenn Ashby, Grant Dalton getting it right, ticking all those boxes. And I'm very, very proud to know these guys, and I hope the whole of New Zealand are proud of them right now. This is fantastic.
I think they are, Joey. I think there is something about this team, having Burling and Chuka, of course, are proven winners. I've said this a lot. This team is infinitely likable, Joey.
Yeah, I agree, mate. It's their relaxed attitude, and these are very, very cool athletes, the whole lot of them, and let's be proud.
Joey, how hard would this have hit Jimmy Spittle, the brash Australian, Tom Slingsby, and the rest of the Oracle boys, knowing that they were, I mean, really in some parts of those races today, and both of them, it was a procession?
Look, they won't like this. You know, they are also a fantastic crew. And all the, you know, the British, what Dean did, I believe the best sailors in the world have been involved in this regatta from the beginning. So, yeah, Jimmy won't like this. I know him personally. He's a tough, tough dude. He'll bounce back and look out tomorrow.
The thing about it, Joey Allen with us out of Bermuda, he tried hard, didn't he, in those starts? He was incredibly aggressive. Pete stayed out of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Pete's lack of match racing ability. We can put that to bed. You know, Murray Jones, Ray Davies have done an amazing job at helping these Olympic background boys with their match racing. And I don't know what tools they're using, but he didn't look an inexperienced match racer from what I saw today.
Yeah, what did you make of race one where Spittle made a fundamental error, which is over the start line? Is that pressure?
I don't believe so. He's saying he had a start line, you know, for their information on their starting package was out. Look, at the end of the day, he's got two eyes. You know, they've all got a stopwatch on their wrists. It was just a fundamental mistake. Own up. And as you've seen with the Team New Zealand boys, they're embracing their mistakes. They're using their mistakes because if they work on their mistakes, they will improve very quickly.
And that's the thing, Joey. At the end of race number one, Peter Burling, when he was on board the boat for the broadcast interview, said that. He said, look, we won, but boy, we made some mistakes out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's all these young guys do. They just relish those mistakes because that's how they improve. And this has come from their Olympic yachting backgrounds.
Joey, what the hell happened to Oracle when they were basically, what, leg five, leg six of that second race where they went around the gate and it was game on as far as the race was concerned? Then all of a sudden, they just stopped dead.
Yeah, I don't believe it's what happened to Oracle. It's what basically talking through it, Team New Zealand got very light on the right-hand end at the top of the beat. The top of the beat was incredibly fickle wind speed and direction-wise. Team New Zealand went light, the lead evaporated, and Team New Zealand had to tack onto port in front of Oracle. High, high pressure stuff. Team New Zealand nailed that tack. Then they went to a manoeuvre where they rounded the right-hand top gate and both boats simo-jibed. Team New Zealand again nailed that manoeuvre. Oracle couldn't complete that manoeuvre. So it was just, again, crew work got them through that top part of the course, which was very fickle. And remember, it was a three-second lead at that point. And it got to a minute and a half at the bottom.
Incredible.
They did that in two legs.
Incredible. Joey, conditions tomorrow, the forecast is for similar conditions, another two races. Are we feeling good about life?
Look, I'm certainly incredibly impressed at the downwind speed of the New Zealand boat. I'm impressed of the crew work. I'm impressed with their starting. I just want them to go home, get their feet on the couch, turn off thing about yachting and prep for tomorrow. And from what I've seen, congratulations to the management of Team New Zealand. It looks awesome.
Okay, Joey, the one concern I have, and I hate this about how the defenders can sort of stack the cards here, the five-day gap, Joey Allen, just does my head in.
Yeah, mate, welcome to the sport. You know, it's you know, we're playing a sport that's got a history of a lot of corruptness, and I think New Zealand's got, we've had some pretty harsh lessons in dealing with that sort of stuff. But we've learnt a lot, and I think what you're seeing with the management of Team New Zealand, they will be much more ready than we were last time.
But the argument is, Joey, here, and this is what even punters are asking me on social after these two races, that five-day gap. Can Oracle suddenly find something different with the boat? Can they make changes to the boat in that five-day period suddenly? Because we know what happened 4 years ago, Joey, in San Francisco.
Yes, they can. But what I think you'll see is Team New Zealand will have 5 days also. And, you know, they will be analysing under Murray Jones and Ray Davies, and you'll see Team New Zealand improve as well. So what we'll do this time, I imagine, the learning curves. Last time, we flattened off. A lot of it was through exhaustion. We were financially affected. And what you'll see this time, Team New Zealand would have planned for that, and you will see our learning curve not flatten off like it did last time.
Joey Allen with us out of Bermuda. A couple of things to wrap up, Joey. Brad Butterworth was on radio yesterday basically saying for the future of the Cup, he wants Team New Zealand to win it. What sense do you get up there from punters? I'm talking about sailors like your good self, the average sort of financial backers of this event. Do they want Team New Zealand to win this thing? What's the general consensus in Bermuda?
Well, there's a lot of people. Obviously, Team New Zealand has a massive following and a lot of fans all over the planet. There are a lot of people here wanting to see it get out of the clutches of Oracle. And, you know, we don't know how this is going to pan out. But Team New Zealand, I am surprised at how popular they all are up here.
Wow. Is that because you think it's a team that's played the low-key Kiwi card? And as I say, a bunch of guys who are winners, Joey, winners.
Yes, they're winners, but I think another factor is that you've heard the term lone wolf used, and Grant Dalton has manoeuvred through this and not succumbed to signing up any of the strategy that Oracle have put on the other challenges. So, you know, you get up here and we can make we can get this thing back to New Zealand. I know it's early days to be talking about it, but it is very popular through the yachting community.
Well, Joey, I'm hearing already, and again, we're not going to jump ahead here, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, we're not doing that. It's only 1-0. They've got to get to seven races. But, Joey, I'm hearing seven syndicates already have expressed interest in an Auckland regatta.
Look, mate, I'm up here yachting. I'm on the Golden Oldies tour up here, and I haven't heard that. But, yeah, I'm not surprised to hear what you're saying.
Joey, great start. Enjoyed your call. How was PJ, by the way? Was he going nuts?
It's unbelievable. Man, he's excited. I tell you what, it's just for me as a tired and burnt out old yachty and actually see what Pete does for the first time, amazing. But man, he does a good job, and his enthusiasm, trust me, has really helped New Zealand yachting. So he might get the odd call wrong. At one point, he was going downwind when the race was going upwind. But, hey, New Zealand cut him some slack. And he's one passionate man.
Oh, and honestly, I was so chuffed for him. When Team New Zealand got the job done against Artemis, Joey, then he found out. I saw PJ's face when he found out he was on his way up there to call these races. For me, I was just stoked for him personally.
Yeah. Look, I've, you know, a lot of the time I've spent sailing, Pete's told the story to New Zealand, and he's just so positive, and I just think he's done an incredible job of selling our sport. And that's all we're trying to do. We just want every young kid has a choice in what sport he plays. And Pete has had a massive input into, you know, getting kids into that yachting infection. You know what I mean?
Mate, well said, Joey. Great having you on the program. Enjoy the successes of day one of the America's Cup. New Zealand leading 1-0, Joey. Happy days.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Good on you, Joey. That is Joey Allen, formerly with Team New Zealand, also has worked with Oracle Team USA as well.